Have you been able to, now since you I think you have a bit, been able to find out more of their history, or some of their history and some of their theology, their church practices, as a result of having worked for you? Has any of that come through?
Yes, I have discussed with some of them, and really, I think it's quite varied.
I think their
church theology varies considerably with the groups or colonies, depending on who their leader is.
What would you see as some of the variances?
The observances of the for instance, the Lutheran Church would be called a minor holidays. For instance, second or third day of Pentecost, second or third day of Easter, Ascension Day celebration. Some of the people who not consider working on these days.
Others do.
I've run into it where at one point they considered nothing wrong with working on Easter Monday or Pentecost Monday. And the same person 2 years later will say, "Oh no, I don't. I don't work." So I feel there is an influence with the leaders. I think this happens with any group, of course. But if I may express my observation about that, I think part of that is as a result of a minimum amount of education. I think the Mennonite community is making an error that they are reluctant to send their children to school here in Canada. I think maybe I'm overstepping my bounds and criticizing the leaders of the Mennonite community. I think there is, as an observer, I think to the young people it would be an advantage to encourage maximum education. By that I'm not suggesting that they do not put forth a honest effort to retain their own culture or language. But I think they could do that even better if they encourage their own children to attend school. I feel this way, and I'm talking about my own background. Well, we can speak German, but I feel anything that is deserves to survive is going to survive. And if it's only forced to survive, then its usefulness and its lifespan is limited.